Gunsmithing take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Tuesday, September 3rd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. In the first hour, I talked about the information that I vetted over the weekend. I sent a text message to Patrick Kolbeck. I got confirmation on it from him. I also verified it on two other sites. This is a technique for you to possibly consider voting on November 5th, 2024 general election. I explained how to request an absentee ballot. Call your local clerk, your township, your city, your village clerk. Request an absentee ballot. They may require you to send them a letter, an email, fill out an application for an absentee ballot, sign it, return it to the clerk. They go out on Thursday, September 26th. That is going to be 3 weeks from this Thursday, day after tomorrow. On September 26th, absentee ballots, if you request it early, will get processed with the normal batch of absentee ballots. I'd like you to do that or consider doing it. Well, no, Trucker, I'm not going to vote absentee. I'm going to vote in person on November 5th. No, I get it. I understand. But this is a process for which you can test your qualified voter files within your local jurisdiction. So they mail you an absentee ballot. Do not open it. Leave it pristine in the mailing envelope that it comes in. Do not open it. Election day comes 9 weeks from today, Tuesday, November 5th, you go to work. You come home from work, you have dinner, and you look at the wife and you say, hey, let's go up and vote at 6:30, 7 o'clock. The polls close at 8. You get there. Let's say it's 6 o'clock, 5:30, 4:30, whatever time it is, you show up, you bring with you your pristine, unopened absentee ballot that was mailed to your home. That way you're verifying your clerk has your home mailing address. She mailed you an absentee ballot. You didn't open it. You don't show them the absentee ballot when you walk in the door. You walk in with your photo ID, perhaps your voter registration card, and you fill out that little piece of paper known as an application for a ballot. You sign it with a pencil. You take it to the person you're checking in with that has the poll book. Most of them in northern Michigan, this listening area, are actual books. They have your voter registration information in there. They have your signature from when you registered to vote. They have your signature on your photo ID, and they have your signature on your application for a ballot you just filled out in with a pencil. They line up those signatures. They match. Great, here's your ballot. They look you up in the poll book, and they go, wait, Mr. Bishop, you requested an absentee ballot. Yes, I have it right here. Well, you didn't use it. No, I did not. I want to vote in person today. No problem. Surrender the absentee ballot. We'll make it null and void. You'll sign this form asking for a provisional ballot to vote in person. You sign that. They give you your ballot. You're good to go. What happens if they tell you you've already voted? Well, like I explained in the first hour, you say, excuse me, I have to make a phone call. You step outside. You contact the local sheriff's office, not calling 1-911, but actually dialing the number to the office. Yes, my name is Randy Bishop. I'm over here at Torch Lake Township Hall. I would like to file a police report for identity theft. Excuse me? Yes. Come here. I'll fill out the report and I'll explain it all to you. The deputy shows up. I was just told that I can't vote because I've already voted. Here is my pristine absentee ballot unopened that I did not use. I wanted to vote in person. But I was told by the poll worker, the election inspector, trained by the county clerk, certified to work the poll, that I've already voted. They're not going to let me vote today. They claim I already voted. Aha. Okay. That's your side of the story. Come on in and we'll talk to the inspectors. We'll talk to the clerk, the person handling the election. That triggers an investigation. That triggers a detective or an investigator for the sheriff's department to investigate and fully follow through on your complaint. They then, if they do their job right, will admit or document that you were not allowed to vote. That's a constitutional right if you're a U.S. citizen. They turn it over to the prosecutor. The prosecutor now needs to decide, okay, I'm going to prosecute this. You're wanting me to prosecute this? You dang right I am. Okay, who do I go after? Well, I'm going to explain with this video what the next steps are to create what's called legal standing. And this time, hopefully the video will play for us okay. We won't have any interruptions, and we'll be able to play it for you.
Before they give you your ballot, they're going to say you're Republican, right? Or you're going to vote Democrat? Okay. And they'll just put a little mark or a check. Okay, here's your ballot. They'll just check it and hand it to you. What have they done? You didn't. They forced adjudicated your ballot, and you don't even know it.
That's what I was talking about previously, about putting a mark on your ballot. Remember, are you Republican or you Democrat? Did I ask you the question? Here's a little check mark. Do not vote on a ballot that has been marked on by the poll worker. You need your ballot to be pristine and totally clean. I went through the entire adjudication process. Any marks outside of an oval triggers adjudication. I explained to you the write-in candidate situation. You color in the oval, you write the person's name in. When you write the person's name in, that causes that ballot to be adjudicated. Somebody must put their eyeballs on your ballot. Why has this been sent to adjudication? Well, there's a mark on the top right corner. There's an R. There's a D. Oh, wait a minute. They wrote in some candidate's name and colored in the oval. Okay, whose name did they write in? Did they spell it correctly? Did they, in fact, actually mean to vote for that person via a write-in campaign? That's what triggers adjudication. That's what requires write-in candidates' ballots marked on them to be checked by a human being with eyeballs. Then they go into the legal status.
Ask for a replacement. Say, do not mark on my ballot. Yeah. They are intentionally marking on it because the machine picks up any stray mark anywhere. They'll tell you it only reads the ovals. Total lie. Right. Total bullshit con lie.
Wow.
So you've got to be aware of that.
Okay.
So the way we're going to fight this right now is the last thing that I suggest is the following. Go and look up at U.S. Immigration and Department of Homeland Security how much from the time Joe Biden came in to today, the most current number of how much they've spent on dealing with illegals.
$600 billion. Since Biden's been in office.
Write that number down. You're going to take that number and you're going to divide it basically by 330 million citizens. Mm-hmm. That number is going to be about $19,000, hypothetically.
Okay.
So now you got $19,000. You're going to write that down. Stay with me. You're going to then go to your state. You're going to look up how much your state in the same amount of time has spent on illegals for your state. They have a different number. You're going to do that. You're going to divide it by the citizens in your state. Then you're going to do the same thing for your city. Some cities like Austin have a lot more. You're going to total it up. When you total up that number, you are going to conceivably be in somewhere between $37,000 and $69,000 of debt that the government has committed you to. Now, here's the deal. They are breaking the laws by not enforcing immigration.
Right.
It's on the books. They are breaking laws by allowing illegals to vote. It's on the books. So the reason you do that number is because you have to prove you've been damaged.
Right.
That's standing.
That's yes, that's your standing.
Legal standing. Well, Mr. Bishop, the sheriff investigated your complaint. In fact, you were not allowed to vote because somebody else voted for you. We've turned it over to the prosecutor. The prosecutor is going to say, okay, what do you want me to do with your case? I want it prosecuted. Well, what damages have you incurred? Well, based on Joe Biden being in office, $600 billion divided by 330 million citizens, I've been damaged roughly 19, 20 grand. In the state of Michigan, I went to the state of Michigan's comptroller site for the Department of Treasury, and I have seen that our state of Michigan government has spent X number of dollars dealing with illegal immigrants. Divided by 10 million citizens in the state of Michigan, this is the amount of money I've been damaged by my state at the state level. Same goes with your city or your county. You add those numbers up, that creates your legal standing. Now listen to this next part.
You do the simple math and you find out how much they're spending on illegals in your town, in your state, in the government. You say, I, Mark Smith, have been damaged this amount of money because here's why. I've been damaged because my county and my state and my country is not enforcing illegal immigration. Then I want you to add a second part to that.
Oh, this is good.
I want you to say, as a citizen, I believe our country is also damaging migrants. Now, I know you hate that term, but bear with me.
No, but it's true.
But hang on. Ready? Don't call them illegals.
Okay.
Use their language.
Migrants.
Okay. And then say, my
because they are.
Yes. Yeah. My state does automatic motor voter registration, and they are sending migrants who are not citizens voter registration cards. They are leading the migrants to believe they can vote, although our Constitution and state law says you can't vote if you're not a citizen.
Code 18611.
Big consequences is a migrant might be led to believe they can vote, and that's subject to immediate deportation. Now, what you've done is you played the victim card for the migrant. Now, what you're doing is you're taking that piece of paper. You do not need an attorney to do this. And you can file for what's called a TRO, a temporary restraining order. And you can go down to your courthouse, see a judge, and I want to file a temporary restraining order on my county election officials, my secretary of state. You can do all of them and should. And I want to temporarily restrict them from printing the ballots.
Restrict them from printing the ballots going forward. Stopping basically all future elections. We'll wrap this up on the other side. Final segment of our number two. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. I'm playing a video that I posted on my ex Twitter account. If you want me to send you the video, just send me a text message that says video, and I'll copy the link and forward it to you at the top of the hour break. I'm going to wrap it up. This is his final couple of minutes here talking about legal standing and why you're doing this process the way you're doing it.
I want you to add a second part to that. No, this is key.
What?
I want you to say, as a citizen, I believe our country is also damaging migrants. Now, I know you hate that term, but bear with me.
No, but it's true.
But hang on. Ready? Don't call them illegals.
Okay.
Use their language.
Migrants.
Okay. And then say,
my
state does automatic voter registration, and they are sending migrants who are not citizens voter registration cards. They are leading the migrants to believe they can vote, although our Constitution and state law says you can't vote if you're not a citizen.
That is code, U.S. Code 18, Section 611. Makes it unlawful for any alien non-citizen to vote in any election held solely or in part for electing candidates for federal office, senators, as well as state and local elections. Cite the code, 18 U.S. Code, Section 611. We in the state of Michigan, when you go to a Secretary of State's office to get a driver's license, you can hear them asking people, do you want to register to vote? Well, if you're an illegal, a migrant, he's asking us to call them, and they're asking you if you'd like to register to vote, what does that tell the person? Wow, they just asked me if I wanted to register to vote. So evidently, I must be allowed to vote in this country. Man, I love America. No, unless you're a citizen, you cannot vote. It's pure and simple, folks.
Is a migrant might be led to believe they can vote, and that's subject to immediate deportation. Now, what you've done is you've played the victim card for the migrant. Now, what you're doing is you're taking that piece of paper. You do not need an attorney to do this, and you can file for what's called a TRO, a temporary restraining order, and you can go down to your courthouse, see a judge, and I want to file a temporary restraining order on my county election officials, my Secretary of State. You can do all of them and should, and I want to temporarily restrict them from printing the ballots. Why? Because they can't confirm who is an American citizen or not. We have an unintended loophole which could lead innocent people to believe they can vote, which will subject them to deportation, which increased my cost and damages. We need to suspend the printing of the ballots and verify our voter rolls are truly American citizens.
And everybody should do this in their
everybody
own city.
Should do
Bravo, boy. You went down that
everybody should
and
do
figured it,
it
out.
You better, that's the simplest way to do it. We
all
have those
I
rights.
Do all day is try to figure out the
we have those
hole,
rights.
But
the way
you
to
did
do
it.
And here's what happens. When five people in a city or neighborhood do it, what do you automatically get? Class action.
Yes. I knew it was a class action.
You have to do it yourself in your own
no,
words.
No, I just mean, like,
legal.
Do I go after the attorney general?
All of them. All of them.
But is there a list of who to go
no,
after?
It's everybody who runs your elections, your county recorders, your board of supervisors,
everybody
your governors, your secretary of states. It's everybody. You're telling them cease and desist. And all you're doing is you cannot print the election ballots until you can prove that every ballot printed is for and given to an actual citizen of the United States of America.
Amen.
And if enough of us do that, not only can we get momentum, and a judge rules only on the law, you have to, though, show the unintended consequences of unchecked and enforced immigration laws, and don't call them illegals, and don't bitch and moan, and don't cuss, and say, we have created something that will take innocent people and accidentally turn them into criminals and deport them, because it's just a loophole. So the way we clean this up is I want a temporary restraining order from printing the ballots, and our cities, our town, our precincts must confirm everybody they got on the roll is an American citizen. And it-
that happens this November 5th election. This entire video, you guys share this with everybody. You ask them to do exactly the instructions he gives in this 8 minute and 55 second video. Request an absentee ballot from your local clerk. Fill out the form, go in person, sign it, whatever you have to do. Have them mail you an absentee ballot, which goes out 3 weeks from this Thursday. Do not open it. Leave it intact in the mailing envelope the way it came to your house. Take it with you on election day on November 5th. Put it in your purse, put it in your pocket. Don't expose it. Go in with your driver's license, your photo ID, voter registration card if you have one. Fill out an application for a ballot with a pencil. Sign it. Take it with your photo ID to the election inspector, the poll worker. Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, Randy, how are you? Good. Yeah, I'm here to vote. Great. They looked me up in the poll book. Well, wait a minute, Randy. We sent you an absentee ballot. Oh, yeah. Pull it out. I have it right here. I never even opened it. Well, according to our records, you voted already. No, I didn't. Here's my absentee ballot sealed in the mailing envelope you mailed to me. Well, I'm sorry, but we can't let you vote in person. No problem. Excuse me, I have to make a phone call. Call the sheriff's office. Do not call 911. I want to file a complaint for identity theft. Have them come, fill out a police report, file a police report and request an investigation into your identity being stolen because somebody else voted for you. Go through the investigation process with the sheriff, turn it over to the prosecutor, find out roughly how much money it's cost you from them not enforcing open border policies, illegal immigration in our country, in our state, in your county or city. That number gives you legal standing to sue. Request a temporary restraining order. No ballots to be printed for 2026 until we figure out who our U.S. citizens are on our qualified voter files. Text me video, I'll send it to you. Hour number three, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides